Hello and welcome to episode 21 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about the hookworm cure, healthy bones for celiac kids, the Celiac.com Thanksgiving and Holiday Guide, a few words on food sensitivity, gluten-free manufacturing processes, and the perfect recipe for holiday sugar cookies. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to us at the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2009, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes. Limit one per customer. Offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. The hookworm cure. The disappearance of human intestinal parasites in developed countries might have affected the immune system for the worse, leaving many people susceptible to autoimmune disorders like celiac disease, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, asthma, and even hay fever. American researchers have successfully treated human patients with Crohn's and ulcerative colitis using a pig whipworm. The presence of the worm encourages the body's natural defenses to fight off both the Crohn's and the worm. Now, a team of Australian researchers wants to determine whether or not the hookworm infestation can fight off gluten sensitivity. Using a small group of healthy people with celiac disease, 10 larvae will be placed on the skin under a light dressing for 30 minutes, followed by 5 more after 12 weeks. They will then compare the immunity levels of the study subjects against those not infected with the hookworm before and after eating 4 pieces of standard white bread each day for 3 to 5 days. Hopefully, this study will also lead the way to a hookworm cure for inflammatory bowel disease. Healthy bones for celiac kids. Bone mineral loss is a significant complication of celiac disease. New findings published in the medical journal Nutrition Reviews reveal scientific proof that a gluten-free diet can reduce bone deficiency in child celiacs. Low bone mineral levels in childhood can lead to easy fracture, growth problems, and eventual bone loss in adulthood, including an increased risk of osteoporosis. The good news out of this study is that a gluten-free diet paves the way for a rapid increase in bone mineral density, followed by complete bone remineralization. Children can swiftly regain normal peak bone mass if the diagnosis is made and treatment given before puberty. For those diagnosed with celiac disease in adulthood, the picture is less rosy. A gluten-free diet can improve bone mineral levels, but full recovery is rare. Celiac.com Thanksgiving and Holiday Guide. Every year around the holidays, Celiac.com likes to remind folks that with a little planning and a few tips, everyone can enjoy a safe and delicious Thanksgiving and holiday season without the fear of being glutened. If you're planning to make your own turkey dinner, here are a few helpful tips. Start your dinner plans around a guaranteed gluten-free turkey. Not all brands of turkey are gluten-free, so check the ingredients and think about using our gluten-free shopping guide to help you shop. For stuffing, try our great celiac.com stuffing recipe that calls for rice almond bread, olive oil, cilantro, thyme, black pepper, and chicken broth. Or make simple, delicious gluten-free gravy using one of our gluten-free gravy mixes. Or if you're making your own, remember that some bouillon cubes contain gluten, so be sure to use gluten-free bouillon cubes. Here's a tip. Thicken your homemade gravy with either cornstarch or arrowroot flour. If you're dining out for the holidays, be sure to read the following articles first. Ellie Demeritt's blog entry, The Dinner Party Drama, Two Guidelines to Assure a Pleasant Gluten-Free Experience, Dana Korn's article, Venturing Out of the House, Restaurant Realities, Amy Egerin's blog entry called Eating Out Gluten-Free and Without Fear, and Chef Daniel Moran's article, Traveling and Eating Gluten-Free at Restaurants. And now some popular topics from celiac.com. Here are a few words on food sensitivity. Many children are either born with or develop allergies to proteins like milk, eggs, shellfish, crustacea, peanuts, nuts, sesame, soy, gluten. These symptoms can manifest as celiac, eczema, shock, migraines, headaches, crankiness, aggression, depression, listlessness, chronic fatigue, irritable bowel, flatulence, diarrhea, bloating, fluid retention, or poor growth patterns. Unfortunately, we do not understand all the reasons. An infant's introduction to alien proteins might begin with breast milk, causing a rash over the entire body. Such problems are common where there is a family history of asthma, colic, gluten sensitivity, and other immune system issues. Introducing solid foods too early or overexposure to a particular food might also bring on a protein allergy. Allergy to lactose or fructose is caused when the sugars are absorbed poorly and ferment in the intestines. Allergies also appear after a cumulative toxic threshold has been reached. The same alien protein or food preservative might have no effect through childhood, and then suddenly it appears because toxicity levels have only been building over time. The histamines, found in both chocolate and orange juice, can also trigger allergies once the body has stored enough of the toxin. Gluten-free manufacturing processes. The major concern producing gluten and allergen-free foods is always going to be cross-contamination. The only safe way to produce gluten-free food is in a rigorously controlled and maintained environment. As gluten-free foods gain in popularity, food preparation facilities are too cavalier in their approach to the matter of gluten contamination, thinking that, for celiac sufferers, a little won't hurt. Many establishments, particularly restaurants, small bakers, and pizzerias, for example, offer gluten-free dishes without fully understanding the implications and risks of undertaking such a project. Gluten is always present in the bakery. Typical suburban bakeries making other kinds of breads can have flour and gluten floating in the air for many hours after use. It is easily dislodged by banging doors and drafts. Benches, tins, trays, dough rollers, dividers, slicers, utensils, ovens, etc. are often contaminated with gluten and are difficult to clean thoroughly. Deep fryers are also fraught with difficulty. For example, potato chips, which we might assume to be gluten-free, can easily be contaminated by gluten residue left in the deep fryer from breaded foods. Other contentious areas are colorings, flavorings, salad dressing, thickener, gravies, sauces for both savory and dessert applications, as these often introduce gluten contaminants to otherwise gluten-free meals and foods. If already applied to a meal, these can never be fully removed by attempting to scrape them off. At the restaurant, the offending meal should always be totally replaced. Holiday sugar cookies. This dough is perfect for a home activity or in kids' cooking classes because it stands up to any amount of rolling and mushing and re-rolling and always comes out tasty. Try it any time of year. Just change the food coloring and the flavor extract depending on the season. Orange for Halloween and Thanksgiving, red or green for Christmas, blue Hanukkah, red Valentine's, green St. Patrick's Day, pastels for Easter. You get the idea. Try coloring the dough or the frosting or both. The full recipe is on our website, but here's a quick idea to get you inspired. First, cream shortening sugar and oil until very fluffy. Add egg yolks, vanilla extract, food coloring. Mix in your GF flour, salt, adding in tablespoons of water as needed to keep the dough together and to avoid dryness. Pat the dough into disc shape, cover tightly with a plastic wrap, and refrigerate at least 3 to 5 hours, but overnight is best. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and lightly flour a clean rolling surface with your GF flour. Roll the dough flat. dust your cookie cutters off with the GF flour before using to cut out your shapes. You can also roll the dough into long, thin strips and braid them into candy canes or other fun shapes. Dye the dough or the frosting, or both, or use colored sugar. Coloring your own sugar is a breeze, too. Just add a small amount of food color to a large grain sugar crystals in a plastic bag. Shake it up. Here's how to make your basic frosting. Whisk together sifted powdered sugar and cocoa, if you're going to go that route. Flavored extract and milk or non-dairy drink. And a clue here, orange juice works too. Just gradually add liquid until your frosting is the consistency you need. Thinner is better if you're drizzling over a cake or a cookie, and thicker is better if you want a firmer coating. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. From all of us at Celiac.com to all of you who help make this site as important as it is, have a wonderful and safe holiday.